from KQED.
From KQED Public Radio in San Francisco, I'm Michael Krasny. Coming up on Forum this morning, San Francisco City Supervisor David Campos wants to rename San Francisco International Airport after gay rights pioneer Harvey Milk. So why does a poll show over 60% of San Franciscans are against it? Then at 9:30.
This is my story. This is my journey. This is my pain. This is my ache. This is my mistakes. This is my undisputed truth, and I hope you enjoy it.
Mike Tyson joins us live in studio. The former heavyweight champion talks about his one-man play in San Francisco, directed by Spike Lee. As for the drug abuse, prison time for rape, and that bite he took out of Evander Holyfield's ear, well, he says nothing is off limits. Forum begins after this. From KQED Public Radio in San Francisco, I'm Michael Krasny. Good morning and welcome to this morning's Forum program. John Wayne, JFK, Reagan, and Bob Hope aren't just celebrities and politicians. They're also airports, and supporters are hoping Harvey Milk will join that roster. City Supervisor David Campos has proposed renaming San Francisco International Airport after former supervisor and gay rights pioneer Harvey Milk, but a recent poll suggests 61% of likely San Francisco voters oppose the idea. Do you think SFO should be named for Harvey Milk? What would you rename the airport, and should airports be renamed after figures living or dead? Well, joining us for this discussion in our first half hour is David Campos, supervisor with the San Francisco Board of Supervisors, and he represents District 9, which includes parts of the Mission, Bernal Heights, and the Portola neighborhood, and he's with us from his office at City Hall. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you very much for having me.
Glad to have you. Also glad to have Jim Lazarus, Senior Vice President with the San Francisco Chamber of Commerce, who joins us from his office on Montgomery Street. Good morning, Jim Lazarus.
Good morning, Michael.
Glad to have you. And let me begin with Supervisor Campos, if I may. And why the change? I mean, what is the main reason behind it, other than honoring Harvey Milk?
Well, first of all, let me be clear about something. We're not changing the name of the airport. We're actually simply adding Harvey Milk's name to the airport. I think there's been a lot of confusion, which in some respects is reflected in this poll, that we are getting rid of the SFO, that the San Francisco International will be out of the name. There is a debate about whether airports should be named after people or not. But the fact is that more than 80 airports in this country alone are named after individuals. And much to our surprise, not a single one of those airports is named after an openly LGBT person. Whether you believe that airports should be named after people or not, if you're going to go down the road, as we have, of naming airports after individuals, I do think it's appropriate for a member of the LGBT community at some point to get that honor. And if that's going to happen anywhere in this country, why shouldn't it happen in San Francisco first?
Well, let's talk about what has come up over and over again, and that is the expense of this. I believe you were at least quoted, and you can disabuse us if the figures are wrong, as saying it would cost between $50,000 and $120,000. And yet, according to estimates that came out from, they were printed in the Chronicle originally, but these were from city administrators, the cost would be about 80 times that. They're talking about like $4 million when you factor in all the changes in signage and maps and the signs for BART and Caltrans and Samtrans and so forth. The figure is certainly considerably higher than your original estimate.
Well, what we have quoted at the beginning is what other airports quoted in the press in terms of what it costs them. And it was somewhere between 250 to more, as little as 50 and some. But the interesting thing about the figure that the airport has quoted, and we have, by the way, asked the budget and legislative analysts for the Board of Supervisors to do their own independent analysis, is that if you closely examine that $4 million figure, 95% of it is actually not costs that are incurred by the airport. In fact, a very small fraction, you know, about $250,000 or so, involves direct costs to the airport, which, by the way, do not come from the general fund. Most of the costs that they're talking about are the cost of, for instance, Caltrans changing signs around freeways, streets. And we have said from the beginning that it is not our intent to actually have those signs replaced right away, and that, in fact, we don't believe that there should be additional costs regarding that, because that we believe that those signs should be replaced through attrition through the normal wear and tear. Those signs at some point in the next few years will be replaced. They'll have to be replaced because of wear and tear. It is at that point that we believe that that the cost should be incurred. And in fact, we are prepared to ask Caltrans and any city, any government agency to make sure that they do not incur the cost. So I think that the cost ultimately will be a lot smaller than they're saying. And I actually agree with Supervisor Weiner, who said this, you know, that the cost issue is really a red herring. You know, we are actually spending lots of money replacing street signs here in the city. No one's asking how much that costs. The airport itself, you know, anytime we elect a new mayor has to replace those signs. You know, the fact that that cost has to be incurred doesn't mean, you know, we don't replace the mayor and elect a new mayor.
Yeah, but forgive me, Supervisor, you're also talking about the need to include marketing costs because there has to be rebranding. You're going to have to essentially advertise that and reprint online schedules and maps and directions and so forth. I mean, isn't all that part of the cost too?
Well, we believe, well, the interesting thing about this is that, you know, there's a lot that's been said about the rebranding. You know, we are not taking San Francisco International out. In fact, the rebranding issue, in my opinion, cuts the other way. We are keeping San Francisco International. We are keeping SFO. And what we're doing, we're actually adding something else, which is the benefit of having Harvey Milk. San Francisco Travel itself, the agency that is trying to promote travel to San Francisco, is actually spending resources trying to get LGBT travelers to come to San Francisco. This actually is something that's going to help them in that effort without losing the brand of SFO.
Well, then, Jim Lazarus, why are you so concerned about branding and cost?
Well, because I think it is a brand issue, and we are not concerned about the cost. I mean, I think that is not, this shouldn't rise or fall on the issue about how much is spent over a period of years if the airport name is modified. What it is an issue of is the appropriateness of renaming public facilities and the branding. The Chamber, the SF Travel, our convention bureau, has spent decades branding San Francisco, and over the years we've seen small entities changing their names to San Francisco, like the zoo or the botanical garden, for better marketing. San Francisco is a worldwide brand. And yes, we won't change what shows on your luggage tag as SFO, but tinkering with the name of a hub airport on the West Coast of the United States is something that we really need to think about before we take that step.
Do you think it would just serve to confuse people? I know, for example, that over across the Atlantic at Leeds University, there's a Harvey Milk student milk bar, and most of the students were actually asked about it, and they didn't know who Harvey Milk was. So you've got all these international travelers coming here. Is this going
to... Well, that's a positive reason, perhaps, to do it, to help change that perception and let this leader of a civil rights movement be better recognized. But is it really something that we do at the airport as a whole? Recently, we opened a new cruise terminal building for James R. Herman, an iconic leader of the labor movement on the West Coast. We didn't change the name of the Port of San Francisco. You know, Los Angeles, LAX, didn't change the name of their airport when they honored one of their great civil rights and political leaders, Tom Bradley. They named a terminal building after the late mayor. And I think we need to look at other options that way without the core branding changes that this proposal would require.
Well, you and I have been around a long time, Jim, and you remember as well as I do. It actually wasn't that long ago, back in 1997, when former Mayor Alioto was dying of cancer, and they were talking about naming the airport after him. And in fact, there was talk about naming the airport or adding the name Tom Lantos, a plaque instead. And there's been talk about former Mayor Feinstein, Senator Feinstein, and Willie Brown, and Nancy Pelosi, and so forth. To a great extent, you're saying that any name, whether it's Harvey Milk's or anyone else's, would really hurt in the overall picture, particularly from the commercial standpoint?
I think that's the bottom line. We have facilities that can be named for individuals that have a legacy in San Francisco. Harvey Milk certainly deserves it and has some recognition at schools and plazas and perhaps at an airport facility. one of the terminals. And you mentioned Senator Feinstein, first woman mayor of San Francisco, first woman candidate of a major party for governor, first woman U.S. senator. Willie Brown, a leader of the civil rights movement of the 1960s and, you know, speaker for, it seemed like, decades in the state legislature. So there are people that can be recognized, but how do we do it appropriately that doesn't affect our ability to sell San Francisco? All the hub airports in the West, whether it's Seattle, Denver, Los Angeles, are not named for individuals. They're named after the community that the airport represents, and I think we should keep that.
Well, there's John Wayne Airport in Orange County.
They're not a West Coast hub.
No, but there's also Las Vegas Airport, which is called McCarran Airport, and they're thinking of shifting it back to call it Las Vegas Airport because nobody really, although McCarran is being honored, a lot of people, even in Las Vegas, younger people don't remember him as a senator. Let me open up the phone lines and get your responses, listeners, to, well, the idea of renaming an airport in general, but specifically in San Francisco, where Supervisor David Campos has proposed renaming SFO, or actually not renaming it, let's abate that confusion, adding on Harvey Milk and making him part of the title of San Francisco's International Airport. Our toll-free number is available, and you can call us now. It's 866-733-6786. We do welcome your phone calls, so feel free to join us. It's a half-hour segment, so if you have something you'd like to register or a question, now would be the time to call. Again, it's 866-733-6786, or now would be the time to email us. Our email address, forum@kqed.org, and you can also post any questions or comments on our website by going to kqed.org/forum and clicking on the segment, or by going to our Facebook page, or you can tweet us, and our Twitter handle is @KQED Forum. We're going to bring our listeners into this discussion, talking with Jim Lazarus, Senior Vice President of the San Francisco Chamber of Commerce, and David Campos, a member of the San Francisco Board of Supervisors, who represents parts of the Mission, Bernal Heights, and the Portola neighborhood, and who has essentially put this up, or will be put up in front of the Board of Supervisors. And we're talking about November ballot, aren't we, David Campos?
Well, that's a possibility. And, you know, the thing about this is that, you know, the reason that we wanted to put this proposal out early is because we wanted to have this discussion, you know, and I appreciate the comments of my friend Jim Lazarus. I think that he's absolutely right when he recognizes that there is an international significance to this. Clearly, there are many people, Dianne Feinstein, Willie Brown, Nancy Pelosi, who are also deserving of this honor. What's unique about Harvey Milk is the fact that you don't have a single airport in this country that is named after an openly LGBT person. There are 77 countries in the world where it's actually a criminal act to be a member of the LGBT community, that people from those parts of the world, from those countries, can fly into Milk SFO is very powerful. And that's, I think that's what's unique about
it. Well, you're already calling it Milk SFO. And this goes, I just want to get the timeline of this, goes, or is headed to the Rules Committee for March 21st, is that right?
Actually, no, the date has not been set. It will be going to the Rules Committee in the next few weeks. But in the meantime, you know, not only are we having discussions here in City Hall, but we're having discussions, you know, throughout the city, including discussions like this forum.
All right, and we will get our listeners involved in this. One question I would be remiss if I didn't ask you, Supervisor Campos, because it's been said by some who've been critical about this, that your intent in this may be certainly to elevate and honor the memory of Harvey Milk, but also to increase your profile and fundraising efforts running for presently Assemblyman Amiano's seat in the Assembly.
You know, the thing I know about this job is that any time that people don't like something you do, they attribute different motives. You know, when I was working on Free Muni for low-income youth, which, by the way, is starting tomorrow in San Francisco, they were saying the same thing. The only way to do this job is to do what you think is right, and that's why we're doing this, because it really is about honoring Harvey Milk and being the first city in the country to provide that honor to a member of the LGBT community.
All right, we did ask our Facebook fans whether SFO should be renamed for Harvey Milk and or whether it should be renamed at all, and we received a lot of responses. I'm just going to give you a sampling here before we go to your calls. Ewa writes, Harvey Milk International Airport, I like that a lot. Susie writes, why? Everyone would need to append San Francisco Airport after saying that name, which would cause extreme confusion. Why not use the money for anti-bullying education? Seems like a strange thing to focus on in this day and age. And Rich writes, San Francisco International is the best name for the airport. Besides, there's already a Harvey Milk Plaza commemorating the man where he should be commemorated. And Dan writes, Harvey Milk was a great man. That said, he has become the go to gay honoree to the exclusion of so many others. He has his plaza, the Democratic Club, more than one school, and a big-time movie. Harvey Milk didn't do much related to the airport, so I tend to think the airport should not be named for him. Harvey's memory and legacy do not need it. Let me go to your calls, and we begin. David, with you. Good morning.
Hi, good morning. I'm a gay man, openly gay. I think no to the proposal. If you're going to name something, name the control tower. In an age of abbreviation, the name will be abbreviated SFOMLK, and that will confuse people with Martin Luther King or Harvey Milk. And you know it, and the costs will be burdened by the people, and anybody like Caltrain that wants to be caught up will definitely want to change their signs and programming like BART out to SFO will have to be done. There's just innumerable costs. Leave it SFO.
All right. I thank you for the call. We should mention here that the Bay Area Reporter, the LGBT newspaper, said that this was a flight of fancy and would only cause division. But Jim Lazarus, you said you weren't concerned about the cost, and yet over in Maryland, a smaller airport to change the name Thurgood Marshall cost $2 million. And there is certainly, as a former city official, there's certainly an argument to be made for the money being used for maybe more, day-to-day infrastructure things.
Yeah, I agree that, you know, you want to factor in cost, but I don't think this rises or falls on that issue. The city could afford it. The airport can afford it. Let's not try to defeat this on the fact that we don't want to spend money. We changed highway signs a number of times when we changed the name of Candlestick over the years with sponsors. So let's just determine whether or not this should happen from a broader policy point of view of renaming the airport or renaming other major city facilities, or are there alternatives that can get to the same point in a more moderate way.
And the Chamber of Commerce has officially taken a position in opposition, correct?
We believe that the parties should come together. We're not opposed to the concept and the idea of honoring Harvey Milk at SFO. And we've suggested to the supervisor, the Airports Commission, and others that they look at the facility as a whole as to what naming opportunities exist. As I mentioned, Tom Bradley International Terminal at LAX as a model for what we might consider out at the airport.
All right. And here's another caller, and Lauren joins us. Good morning, Lauren.
Good morning. I want to first say that I'm a great supporter of, gay and lesbian rights and Harvey Milk as well. There's quite a few places that are already named after Harvey Milk. But I also feel that as a woman, 50% or more of the population are women, and we're extremely underrepresented. Again, I don't think SFO should have a name change to anybody, maybe a wing. But if you are going to change a name, I think Harvey Milk is overused at this point. I mean, there's so many places that are named after him. And, again, I would say that when I think about Harvey Milk, I really think about sexuality, honestly. And to think SFO, sexuality, sexual preference, it kind of bothers me. That's it.
All right. Thank you for your comments. And Supervisor Campos, a lot of people saying there's many ways that we see throughout San Francisco honoring of Harvey Milk. And there's someone who says, why not a woman at this point?
Well, first of all, I do think that women, deserve that recognition, and I'm grateful that some airports are named after women, and I think more should be. We're talking about no airport in this country being named after an openly LGBT person. And in terms of Harvey Milk, one of the things that is true about Harvey Milk is that many of the things that have been named after him are, in a specific part of the city. You have the Castro, Harvey Milk Plaza and others. Harvey Milk was more than just about, representing the LGBT community. He was truly a leader that stood for fighting for the rights of every community. And I can tell you that as a gay man of color, what I appreciate about Harvey Milk is that when he fought to get elected to the Board of Supervisors, he wasn't just fighting for himself. He was actually fighting for representation of other communities, whether it's women, whether it's African-Americans, whether it's Chinese. I don't believe that Harvey Milk ultimately represents, just sexuality or sexual orientation. I actually think that he has become a beacon of hope. And, and I really appreciate the comments from Jim Lazarus, and, we had a conversation. And I know that Jim himself worked with Harvey Milk. you know, and understands that we're talking about someone who has a great deal of significance, not just locally, nationally, and internationally. And you don't have to have a connection to the airport or to, aviation to have an airport named after you. Thurgood Marshall did not have any connection to aviation, but it was completely appropriate for the city of Baltimore to want to honor this leader by adding his name to the airport. And the BWI did not change. SFO is not going to change here either.
All right, let me read some of your emails, get a flavor from what listeners are having to say in text. Dave writes, Milk was a hero and a decent man and did nothing to warrant being memorialized by a place associated with delays, price gouging, baggage fees, and the like. Brad writes on our website, stop the insanity. Not everything needs a name. I'm a gay man, and I see no value in naming the airport after anyone, gay or straight. Shenanigans like this only serve to distract the Board of Supervisors. Bob writes on our website, every bridge, abutment, highway exit, 2x4 is being named for somebody these days. The airport in D.C. is named for two presidents, Reagan Washington National Airport. Enough already. Pam says, I recently returned for a two-week trip to the East Coast. I had thought this issue was dead in the water before I left, so I'm surprised to find you discussing it today. I'm a great admirer of Harvey Milk and all he stood and fought for, but this is not about him. I can think of no one individual Californian or other person, with the possible exception of John Muir, who is more iconic than our great iconic city itself. San Francisco International Airport is what it is, and it should remain just that. Please tell Mr. Campos to find other fish to fry. And just a couple of one or two other emails here. Autumn says, Harvey Milk was truly a groundbreaking person, worthy of honors. However, as a native San Franciscan, I remember that it was really Mayor Moscone, not Harvey Milk, who was the main target of the assassination. And the fact that the murderer was a homophobe does not make him more of a martyr than our mayor. He was a progressive, forward-looking person and deserves to be remembered, too. To reground ourselves in the history rather than the Hollywood hype, read Season of the Witch. And Ed tweets, I believe if we give SFO a name, I'd personally enjoy Bruce Lee International Airport. And another listener writes, why Harvey Milk SFO? San Francisco supervisors should address homelessness instead. And Aaron says, please ask Mr. Lazarus to give specifics of how this would hurt the SFO brand. I'm confused. Confused travelers somehow fly to Oakland instead? His concerns seem quite vague to me. Jim Lazarus?
Well, San Francisco markets itself to the world, whether as a visitor destination, a convention market, and so we're selling San Francisco. That's what the decision-making goes in. We don't know what's it worth to have a World Series and a blimp flying over the ballpark, and what decision-making in the coming years when people make their travel plans are based on seeing this beautiful city. That doesn't work when you're flying over Detroit for that World Series or flying over Arlington, Texas a few years ago for that World Series. But for San Francisco, people see the city and want to come here. And so we with SF Travel are branding San Francisco year after year with its magic name. And I think that's the bottom line to this. Can we honor Harvey Milk's memory? Can we educate? Can we teach people? Can we find a way to bring his what he stood for to the public in a way rather than changing the name of an iconic airport in an iconic city?
Well, David Campos, with seconds left here, you're not suggesting necessarily this is the only way and the best way to honor Harvey Milk, or are you?
Well, I think, you know, for us, this is a process. We're open to discussion. We believe that adding the name to the airport is an appropriate way of honoring him and sending a message of hope worldwide. But we're open to discussing this with anyone who wants to. And one thing that I would say is that, you know, people fly into Washington, D.C. They still fly, even though, you have the national airport named after Ronald Reagan. You have Dulles Airport. People are not going to stop flying to San Francisco because you add Harvey's name to the airport.
Well, you can add to this discussion by going to our website, and we hope you will continue the conversation. Thanks to you, David Campos, San Francisco Board of Supervisors member and representative of District 9. And thank you, Jim Lazarus, Senior Vice President of the San Francisco Chamber of Commerce. When we return, we're going to meet Mike Tyson. Stay tuned. I'm Michael Krasny.